This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I know you. Look at, I wouldn't have to say it all the time if you were doing it, right? So do it. It's really that simple. What was that? Get her done, right? That simple. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on out there, a lot to respond to, if you would. You know, isn't it amazing how every time we're told that this government, you know, they're not lying to us, they're saving money, it's all the wasted money was Donald Trump's fault, right? Guess what happened today? This is great. This was so exciting. The House of Representatives now has decided to give staff, ready for this one, a free Peloton membership. Well, free to the members. They got to pay Peloton. And remember when Peloton was in the news because it was like, you want to call it fat shaming? It was fat shaming that woman. She was all excited that her husband gave her a Peloton for, I think it was Christmas. Right? And some of the people are like, oh my God, how could she be happy about that? Of all the things her husband could have got her, how romantic. Here's a bike to help you lose weight. I mean, really, they were freaking out about it. Where's the outrage? Right? The House of Representatives planning to announce that they will give staffers in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, district offices, free Peloton memberships. Now, it's not just the D.C. staff. I want you to be aware of this. It is all the staff in the district offices back in their home states. Now, every month they're going to have to pay for it. Now, Peloton's going to discount the rate, but not as much as you think. According to the draft email obtained by a local news source, the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, the Premier Employee Benefit, it will be, which will also be made available to all Capitol Police. It will provide staffers with both Peloton All Access and a Peloton App membership with no monthly costs. Beginning May 18th, the government contract with fitness giant Peloton under efforts from the House Center for Well-Being will be offered to the estimated 10,000 people on staff. Are you sharpening your pencil? Are you adding this up? You need to add this up, right? No, really. And the 2,300 Capitol Police officers. That's also there, too. A source familiar with the matter told Fox Business that the contract cost is $10,000 upfront payment. Plus, that's through Peloton alone. Plus an extra $10 a month for each staffer or office that utilizes the benefit. So if 12,000 staffers take advantage of the benefit, it will cost taxpayers $120,000 a month. You with me? Almost $1.5 million a year. For them to have a membership, and you know how many people actually use their memberships, right? Can we just be honest about it? This is ridiculous. There's no reason for this. You want to work out? You want to be healthy? Go do it yourself. Do it on your $10 a month. Why do I have to pay for your inability to keep yourself trim? I'm not there. I don't do it. I don't use it. Wow. But, hey, you know, they're saving us money. That's what they say. Because, you know, Americans, the average American, right, with an all-access membership, it costs them $40 a month. For the government, for our government members, it's only 10. Heck, look at all the money we're saving. Mm-hmm. The email sent from the office of the CAO told staffers and officers they would have access to thousands of live and on-demand classes across multiple disciplines that are available for streaming across multiple devices. And they don't have to purchase Peloton equipment. Well, not yet. I'm sure the government will give it to them at some point in time. With total 7 million members, Peloton has made a name for itself in the fitness tech business. It has stationary exercise bikes, treadmills, online fitness classes, subscriptions, and more. Now, the company had to lower its equipment price back in 2021, right? They say that they're now charging $250 and $303 for setup and delivery of its original bike and treadmill, respectively. Now, think about that. Think about all the... I mean, who put this deal together? We need to start looking at the boards of these places. Let's find out who's on the boards. Who's getting the money? Where's it going? Oh, don't give me that. They're not just... Oh, yeah, it's the goodness of their hearts, right? After all this time, they have decided they're going to step up and do the right thing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Biden... again, is slammed for a clearly false tweet. You know, and the administrators are always going to stand out behind him anyway. The White House tweeted out clearly false information about President Biden. Right? But the administration, they're disputing it. Right? Because it's not misinformation. These people are wonderful. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way you win. Is if you're part of the solution. Otherwise, we all lose. And I mean that sincerely. Let me bring her on. Always have a good time when Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every Friday. Helps us kick the celebration off. I don't care what you say, it's a celebration. And you can't make me say anything different. You know? Okay?
Okay.
No, I see the look in your face. You're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's hard to live in America. I sound like a liberal right now. But it doesn't feel like a celebration living in America right now. You just have to celebrate being a child of God. Other than that, whew, I don't know what it is.
No kidding, right? Seriously, and it's getting worse and worse and worse with the things that they're trying to do. You know, to you. I mean, look at the what is it? The not breast milk. Listen to me. Formula. right?
Ooh.
Oh, and it was, I think it was a month ago. Didn't we do the story about a month ago about CNN saying that breastfeeding was unnatural and you shouldn't be doing it, and all this other stuff. And now all of a sudden we're out of formula. But I can tell you where to get it if you want to go for a drive. If you got babies that need formula and you can't
find it. Oh, you go to the border.
Yeah,
you go right to the border.
Down to the border. Pick yourself up a whole bunch.
And I'm surprised. Right? I'm surprised that's not happening. I am surprised people are not, because people have to feed their family. Men are need to protect their families. I'm surprised that there isn't truckloads of men going down there to take the formula, pay for them, leave the money, but get some for their family.
Well, I tell you what I like. Okay, is I want you to think about something. We see videos every single night about how they go into these stores and they start stealing stuff in the stores and everything, right? How about they do the same thing down there? How about you guys go down there and you start stealing off the shelf? You steal those the baby formula, right? They're not going to stop you, because if they stop
you,
yes,
they are. Right? Yes, they are, because they're real. Because those are going to be the Americans that are. They don't stop. The liberals, the Antifa. Well, you know what they could do is wear an Antifa T-shirt or a BLM hat or something like that, and then they could go down there and take that food, and nothing would happen to them. They don't get punished for those deeds.
Oh,
and if they're on the California side, you could steal just slightly less than $1,000, and of course, you will not be.
Oh, that's right, huh? You can steal that hundred. Does that include tax? Do you know?
That's a great question. So when you figure in California taxes, so you better just steal about $500 worth.
There you go, right? It ends up being like 10 or 12%, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Are you one of those superstitious Christians?
Yes.
Are you one of those Christians that won't walk under a ladder?
What's that from? Is it from Halloween?
If the cat runs in front of you, do you crawl up in bed and knock out of bed for?
No, none of that freaks me out.
Okay.
Only the left scares me.
Okay.
When I wake up in a cold sweat, it's because I've seen Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. No, you know what? If she walks in front of you like the black cat, you probably get 7 years of bad luck. I mean,
right. Yeah. She will break a mirror and just by gazing in it.
Yeah, you send your cards and letters to Schmidt. No, but seriously, these people, they do scare me. They have no shame. Okay, here's a professor, a licensed therapist.
Okay.
She's explaining why if you lose weight, it's fat phobic. And she's a young African American woman who is a licensed psychologist. Take a listen. You'll enjoy, I'm sure.
Okay.
Just because of the video and the topics that I cover. But let's break this one down. So, intentional weight loss. So, you purposely saying, I want to lose 20 pounds is fat phobic. And you might be like, what? Oh my goodness. I'm not trying to be fat phobic, but you are. You're being fat phobic to yourself. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? It's probably to fit into something smaller. It's probably so people treat you better. It's probably for all the reasons that fat folks are shamed, simply for being fat. So by continuing to perpetuate that, right, seeking intentional weight loss, we are contributing to our fat phobic society. So that's why intentional weight loss is fat phobic. So
and that's why she's an idiot. I'm not in the mood. And do you have a picture of her?
Fast. I can give you credit on that one. That was pretty quick.
Is she fat? I bet she's fat because.
I will say, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I know I am. But let's just say. Her face looks a little puffy. Can't see her whole body. Her face looks a little little chunky. And there's no real definition of the neck and shoulders. So she could be a little large.
You know what?
You're not doing that to me, woman.
Leftist women have been working on this topic since the 70s. Fat is a feminist issue. How are,
go ahead.
Okay, there's just so many things to say. And one thing is it just shows you another level of how the left hates women, because they would rather you stay unhealthy than do something about it, take control over your life. Oh, here's something. You might even seek God to help with your problem with overeating.
Oh, you can't swear on the show.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to mention the G word. But I'm just saying it's another solution that might actually help people. But they would rather people stay miserable. So I'm going to go, you know what? This is society's problem. They need to accept my fat and how I look. And in the meantime, you're home alone. You're sad. You can't run. You can't walk up a flight of steps. I'm not saying all fat people. I had a girlfriend that worked. She worked out every day, and she was fat. She also died about in her late 50s, you know. I mean, and I'm not, who knows, but if you could, the left is really against people bettering themselves, and I don't care which area it goes in, whether it's your weight loss, your education, like if you actually wanted to learn something about real American history and they'll put you down for that. Anything that's all about self-improvement, you're going
to
get...
I did find this amazing because you know as well as I do that, you know, being overweight, we've been taught all our lives that being overweight is no good for you. It's unhealthy, you know. So why would you put somebody down for wanting to lose... Now, she assumes that most people lose weight because they can fit a new dress or something. But what if they try to lose weight because they can't breathe without the stairs?
It's not a bad motivation. If your motivation is to wear a smaller size dress and it causes you to lose some weight and take some stress off your heart, then what is the problem?
Well,
She's afraid that they're going to be attracted to men. And you know how the left feels about men.
Well, we're going to go for a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from somebody who looks like a man, but she's not a man. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Anybody on the left.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believe that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he talked with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they may join NATO.
We had a good conversation, and they expressed their interest and desires relating to security. And there will be more to report on that shortly.
He did not elaborate during the chat with reporters at the White House. Finland and Sweden are reportedly angling to join NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened Finland with unspecified retaliation if it joins NATO. A House panel is investigating the nationwide baby formula shortage. The Oversight Committee is pressing manufacturers on steps they're taking to address the issue. This as Republicans are accusing the Biden administration and Democrats of being late and slow regarding a response to the issue. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Counselor that I need. A psychobabblist that I need. That's the kind I would need. Just slap me upside the head and say, snap out of it. Knock it off.
I love that guy. If he were the president, I mean, sure, we got that in Donald Trump.
We did. You're exactly
we
right.
Got snap out of it, you jackwagon. I can imagine Trump saying something like
seriously,
that.
Seriously, crazy, stupid people. Anyway, all right, got a good one for you. Okay, and I played this for Zoe yesterday, and I want to see your responses because I know what mine was, and I was livid, because it's amazing to me that these people constantly, they choose one class of people that they say, you know, we've got to keep Planned Parenthood alive for these people. These people need this.
Oh, okay? I see where we're going here.
You know where I'm going with this one, right? They're like, really? Do you understand what you're saying when you say these things?
The words that are coming out of your mouth.
You better, be careful what you're chewing. I don't want blood coming outside of your mouth. But take a listen. This is the Honorable Janice Yellen.
Come and often black who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there is a spillover into labor force participation, it means that children will grow up in poverty and do worse themselves.
Thank you. Let me just say my time
harsh.
Off topic.
This is the truth.
I'll just simply say that as a guy raised by a black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as a United States Senator.
Kinzar of teenage.
Okay. So I missed the front end. You got to hear the front end of this. That was Tim Scott calling.
Okay. Oh, wow. She had the nerve to talk to Tim Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It goes like that. You know that. It's always white people telling black folks how bad
they know.
Are. They're too stupid to know any better.
But
right?
She's got to know. I'm sorry. She's got to know who Tim Scott is and what kind of pushback.
Look at her face. She has no clue. I'm not sure. She doesn't know
who
she's
on the radio, Joe. This is the radio.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Like, I got to hear the beginning of this, the very beginning. Here we go.
Kinzar of teenage women, particularly low-income and often black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children.
So apparently, young black women don't know how to not stay pregnant or not be pregnant or something. I don't know what. And then once they get pregnant, apparently they're not in a position to pay for those children or feed them properly or educate them properly, so therefore we must wipe them out.
Exactly. Kill them!
These people must have gone to the Margaret Sanger School of Politics. I mean, seriously.
You know, this, I mean, I'm not putting her down because of her age, but it's quite possible she could personally believe it, but I can't see that if she was intelligent at all, if she understood statistics at all, that she could say something this racist. But the fact of the matter is, liberals get away with saying some of the most egregiously racist crap I have ever heard, and they're never called on the table. I'm shocked that she's she's on the Senate floor. So I thought she was having a personal conversation with Tim Scott, because I can't ever see that happen.
She's the Treasury Secretary. They were talking about the economy.
Right.
Tim Scott had asked a question, and she answered him. And I mean, she's looking at a black man telling him that your community, your people, your
young girls.
That's
because they know
better
for us. Oh. Because we just can't do it without their help. She's the great white hope. We don't know how to not have babies. We can't go to school after we have a baby. You know, but here's the society. Here's the group of people who promotes a sex before marriage. They promote sex willy-nilly. And they promote sex younger and younger and younger, as we can see demonstrated through the educational system. These are the people who promote sex by any means necessary. And now their solution to the consequence, because as far as I know, there's only one way that you can get pregnant or a baby can be born is the crossing of the egg and the sperm, however you choose to do it. And that's another thing they're being wild and, you know, loose and free about. But you now their solution to that is killing the baby.
Well, they got you covered. They got you covered. If you can't control yourself, it's no big deal. We got an out for you, because we know your people can't control themselves.
It's not even you can't control yourself. They will never go into schools and say, here's a way to control yourself. They don't want you to control yourself. They've been promoting not controlling yourself for decades. So the point is, do not control yourself, and we'll take care of the consequences for you. And by the way, quiet as it's told, Veritas exposed the truth. We're going to make money on the consequences.
You know,
yes, always follow the money and the evil.
Right.
But no, they don't want us to control ourselves. And it's a shame that black people will still, I think the numbers are lessening, but they'll still vote for the Republican Party who says this stuff about them. You have no control.
Totally, totally amazing to me. You know, even when you see, you know, being from an Italian family, there are things in shows and things that are said, and even in the news, things that are alluded to, and you go, okay, there's a stereotype, you know, typical, he must be in a mafia because he's Italian, and he must be this, he must be that, you know, that kind of stuff. Right? You know, it's no different than in the 70s. If you had a black man pull up in a nice car, a nice suit, and the whole nine yards, he's got to be a pusher, right? Or he's got to be a pimp or something like that. And an Italian guy shows up, he's got the gold pinky ring on, he's got the chain on, nice suit, nice car. He's going to be in the mafia. He has to be, right? I mean, they haven't dropped these things yet.
Well, it's true. Well, stereotypes sell.
Wait, whoa. You say that an Italian guy in a nice car, is it a mafia? Is true? Did you just say it's true?
There are a few. But I will tell you, the beauty of the Italian stereotypical character is we like them for some reason.
Yeah, you're sick people.
No, come on, the Godfather, Goodfellas, we can go down the line. I told you several months ago that I binge-watched the thing with Garofino, or The Sopranos.
Yeah, right.
They're likable characters. They're funny. They're colorful. Hollywood has managed to make something that is so deadly, because when you watch a real trial with these guys... it's not colorful, it's not pretty, it is deadly, and it's ugly. But Hollywood has successfully turn these into lovable characters. I don't know that they've managed to do that with the black female who can't control her sexuality and is having babies and collecting welfare and boarding kids all over the place. They just haven't made that the lovable character yet.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. Again, it's just been one of those things for me where every time I see a mafia movie, I go, why do you glamorize these people? Show it in the raw, nasty. What?
You gotta be. I think you gotta be able to tell all stories.
Okay.
And you have to admit. I mean, it's like I had a friend I worked with years ago, and he said, you know, the beauty of black people is that we're likable. There's just something like there's so many comedies that are black. Focus of black-based comedies. Why? It's funny. We have a lot. We joke. We even joke in our own community. There's something that they've tapped into Hollywood, into television that's brought that to light. Same thing, I think, with the Italians. Do I think that every Italian person is in the mafia? No. But the ones that they have on movies are completely likable, colorful, and you don't bite into it. The thing about, like, with the welfare mom, you're talking about the welfare mom and the overly sexy, you know, that's the image. If you look at the image of black females on television, it wasn't that long ago that the only black female image you saw was the overweight, we'll get back to that topic, the overweight, manless servant, happy servant. So, you watch Gone with the Wind. I've never seen so many
happy
slaves and female slaves in my whole life. Like, dang, they're happy. How are they singing? Like, I just can't imagine. But it's a rendition of, you know, it's just an exaggeration of Hollywood's idea of what they're supposed to be, and sometimes they nail it and sometimes they don't. But then this, what we're talking about, is what the left really believes about black people, and they can use this only to get more money. That's all they're trying to do.
It's all about money, and they're using us
to do it, and they're talking down on us to be able to do that. They don't care.
Right, so we gotta go to break when we come back. Apparently, if you're white, especially, and you want to overturn Roe versus Wade, it's because you're a white supremacist. That simple. Jeremy Senior, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOEY, 55732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you are part of the problem. Let me bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me. She's always part of the solution. She, you know what I love about you is you always start the show off with, I got nothing to say. I haven't been keeping up. I don't know this. I don't know what to do. And then I can light you up in a heartbeat. It's cool.
Now, have these outrageous topics. What? Now, you know, I thought in your opening just now, I thought you were going to say, bringing on somebody who's part of the problem. I try my best not to be, but...
No, you're fine. Again, some of this stuff, it's kind of like I get this thing where people will send me an email and say, you're just one of those guys. You like to complain about everything, and you don't know what you're talking about, and women this and men that. You know, it's like, really, if we have a problem, if we're having such a baby formula problem and men can lactate, have them start lactating so they can, you know.
That's true. Like if you're pregnant.
Wasn't that, right? What was that?
The ad from, is it Calvin Klein?
Could be. I saw that. That was disgusting.
You know what
nurses.
It makes.
They used to be called wet nurses, right?
Right.
Nurses that, people that gave breast milk, right?
Black women in the day were wet nurses because we nursed I almost said Karen. We nurse the masses' wives' children. I guess there was a stigma attached to the white woman's breast.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did it.
Wait a minute. Think about the irony of that, right? So apparently, white folk thought that black people were inferior. They were not human. And yet, they were allowing you to breastfeed their children.
Right.
Stupid.
Well, I don't know that that's any different from, you know, feeding your kid. And I'm going to go way hippie on you here, but cow's milk or goat's milk, it just came from a human. It was human's milk. Now, I don't know that they knew how to what is it called when you expel the milk, I forget, out of humans. So it was just easier if you suckle up to mammy, you know?
Right. Notice, people, she used the word, I didn't. But in all seriousness, I mean, it's just amazing how people, you know, they excuse things when it's for their benefit, and it's okay when it's for their benefit.
Absolutely.
And yet, you couldn't walk on the same side. I mean, Jimmy Carter wouldn't allow white kids to walk on the same street as black kids because they might bump into each other.
Right.
And what happens? Right. You like immediately become black or something? Or maybe the white, black people immediately become white. I'm curious.
Right. Now, there's a lot of discrepancies. They just don't try. I keep telling you, stop trying to make sense out of the left.
No, but it's just one of those things where you sit there and you say to yourself, my God, did they just not see their, you know, the ignorance of what they were saying and what they were talking about?
Right. They don't. No self-awareness, which is sad. And then if you call it to their attention, they will call you the race. They'll call you names. Just not only do they have no ability to see themselves, they have no ability to reason and to change their mind or to look at things critically. So if you brought that contradiction to their attention,
yeah,
their head would explode. So that it's just better that they yell at you and call you a name and run out the room.
Well, to show you how ignorant these people are now, you know, when you look at the Planned Parenthood numbers, I don't know if the number's 3-1, 2-1, whatever. There's an extremely large amount of black babies that are aborted every year, and I've even read once or twice that it's actually more than the white kids, white babies that are being aborted, especially in the inner city areas. So here's one of these libs, and I can't put her on because she swears too much, and I can't clean it up. But she says that overturning Roe versus Wade is about the white supremacy, so white people can preserve their majority.
Oh, I've heard that.
All right, and I'm thinking to myself, do you really even know how many black kids that they're aborting? Hello, anybody home?
No, they don't seem to know that. There's also, you know, Planned Parenthood facilities are primarily located in black and brown communities. So you're going to get a huge number. And it's like you can see, it's promoted for those people. There are, and I think it's kind of like the crime rate. There's more black crime with less black people in the country. So, but there is more advertising, if you will. There's more promotion towards black people having unwanted pregnancies and having abortions. So I'm not surprised that the numbers are high. I also think that the numbers are growing in every demographic. I mean, I hear that Latinos are right behind us, and so are white people. So, and I often think too that, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't know that it's true, but if you can get a private abortion as opposed to going to a Planned Parenthood, those numbers aren't necessarily going to be counted in the same way.
Right.
Well, I don't know that white girls are any less promiscuous, or because I think the sexuality message is given to every person and every, particularly the youth nowadays, and I don't think that's any more given to black people than white people. I mean, I watched Disney Plus recently, the channel, Nickelodeon, all those things, all white kids, they're all promoting sex, being cute, being hot, being social, being, you know, boyfriends. Nobody's escaping this.
Why isn't anybody screaming about the fact that if you think about what she said, what Yellen said, what this person said and others, It is. Why don't they just say, look, it looks like black people have way more sex than white people are, or black girls are getting pregnant at a higher rate than. Why don't they just come out and say it? I mean, you don't have to. You do not have to graduate from high school to get this.
I think she did say that, but I don't think it's true, and I think it's condescending. And if it's real, if that's true, it should cause us to look at ourselves. I don't know that what she is saying. I know that what she's saying isn't true. I don't know why somebody doesn't. They're so polite, you know. They're trying to be statesmen, but I don't know why somebody doesn't call her out as the racist that she is.
I would love somebody just to say, "Where are you getting your numbers? Okay, where are you getting your numbers? Where are you? You know, how did you put this together?"
Tell I would like them to have their own numbers and challenge her on it.
Yeah,
because she ain't going to have any numbers. She has a feeling. She has a feeling, and this thing that the Democrats have been saying, they've been saying this forever. This isn't new, that they've been making us sound like Sheena of the Jungle. And we, you know, this is not new, that we can't control ourselves. And no, but as long as they can keep us in that state of mind, then we'll keep voting for them, and they'll keep killing our babies, and they keep making money. That's that circle of unlife, the unlived. As they promote it.
This goes back to what you and I have talked about before, and it bothers me to know, and I don't care whether you're black, Hispanic, I don't know, Asian, whatever. Mm-hmm. They lock onto these stereotypes or these mantras, whatever you want to call them, and look, you know, in this community, you guys, you know, there's too much going on. You've always had it negative. You really shouldn't have more kids. You're never going to be able to make anything of yourself. You're never going to be able to get out of your neighborhood if you have that many kids. I mean, it's all negative. I remember the days that they used to say, look, speak positive to these kids. Speak to them so you lift
that's
them
right.
up.
That's right.
Lift them
remember
up.
Remember the left? Right. Remember the left was all down on labels? If
yep.
you're labeling people, that's what they're going to turn into? That's not the left anymore. That's not, let me tell you, my sister, in the day we're getting, the day when getting pregnant was shameful. She got pregnant right out of her first year in college, so she had to come back home, and my mother locked her in the house. She couldn't go outside. I mean, it was awful. I thought it was awful. But there was something in those days put in place called shame, and you didn't have sex outside of marriage, and you certainly didn't get, they said, caught with a baby. So my sister stayed in my parents' house, had this baby. Soon as she was able, enrolled in college, everybody pulled in, pooled resources, took care of the baby while she went to college. She finished college, got her teaching degree, and the rest, it's not a life sentence to have a baby.
But we've stopped the family thing, okay? So I had said something on the show last week about the... Why does the dad need, you know, 90-day maternity leave, okay? I don't know about other dads, but I didn't give birth. I didn't go C-section. I don't have things that have to heal themselves or repair, right? I mean, why can't we go back to the old days when mom or you know, mother-in-law came over and helped take care of the baby and helped teach mom how to take care of her baby the right way, you know? Not some kind of app that you try to figure out what's going on. It's ridiculous. And I got caught. Well, people need to live their lives. You can't ask parents to do this. I go, why?
Right.
Your family.
Selfishness. Selfishness rules over family. And then when you have the left also promoting men having babies in every different households, there's no accountability for any man or any man's mother to help. What if you're a woman who doesn't have a mother who can help? My kids laughed at me the other day because they were, you are not the typical grandmother. And I'm like, I'm not. But I still lend a hand. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do. But yep. The left's agenda, because they're Marxists, is to destroy the family. So.
Well, you're seeing it kicked up times 10 these days. Well, I have some more stories I wanted to torture you with.
I can't. My daughter's kicking me out of her apartment.
Well, send her to another room or something. I don't know. Buy her lunch at McDonald's.
Oh, hi.
All right. Always a pleasure, Sonia. I love when you're on
Same
with
here.
Me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, people. I'm going to do the crazy stories when we come back. Show me seeing your host.